निष्किञ्चनानां नृपजद्धनं विदु निशम्य तद्भक्त दिदीक्षया दिशो
विलोक्य
तत्रान्यदुपश्यमानः
स्वधिष्ण्यमासाय
विमृश्य तद्धितम् तपस्युपादिष्टाय वाददे मनः
दिव्यं
सहस्राब्दं ममोघ दर्शनो जितानिलात्मा विजितो भयेन्द्रियः अतप्यत्तस्माखिल लोकतापनम् तपस्त्वपीयां सततां समाहितः
तस्मै
स्वलोकं भगवान् सभाजितः सन्दर्शयामास परं न यत् परम् व्यपेत संक्लेश विमोह साधसम् स्वदृष्टवद्भिर्पुरुषार्विष्टुतम् प्रवर्तते यत्र रजस्तमस्तयो
सत्त्वं च मिश्रं न च कालविक्रमः
न यत्र माया किमुतापरे हरे अनुव्रता यत्र सुरासुरार्चिताः श्यामावदाताः शतपत्रलोचनाः
शृङ्गवस्त्राक्षुरुचक्षुपेशसः
सर्वे चतुर्बाहव उन्मिषन्मणि प्रवेक निष्काभरणा सुवर्चसः
प्रबालवायदुर्यमृणालवर्चसः
परीश्वरा कुण्डलमौलिमालिनम् राजेश्वर्यः परितो विराजते लसद्यमानाम् भुरिवीर्महात्मनाम्
करोति मानं बहुधा
विभूतिः
विभूति
करोति मानम
बहुदा
विभूति
प्रेणकम
श्रिता
कुसुमा
करानुगई
विगीयमाना
प्रिया
कर्म
गायति
श्रीर्यत्रूपिन्युरुगायपादयो
करोति मानं बहुधा विभूतिभिः
प्रेङ्कं
श्रिताया कुसुमाकरानुगै विगीयमाना प्रियकर्म गायति श्रीर्यत्ररूपिन्युरुगायपादयो
करोति मानं बहुधा
विभूतिभिः प्रेङ्क्या श्रिताया कुसुमाकरानुगैः विगीयमाना प्रियकर्म गायति
Just like bee is salty and the gaw is long, so it should be long. Vigiyamana priyakarma gayati.
Vigiyamana priyakarma gayati.
Bee is short, bee. And when it comes to ghee, Vigiyamana priyakarma karma gayati.
Vigiyamana priyakarma gayati.
In the English also there is. Long, yeah, long. Next.
The goddess of fortune, in her transcendental form, is engaged in the loving service of the Lord's lotus feet, and being moved by the black bees, followers of spring, she is not only engaged in variegated pleasure, service to the Lord, along with her constant companions, but also she is engaged in singing the glories of the Lord's activities.
So, this is not impersonal. The actual description of the spiritual world, all personal varieties. There are the bees, there are goddess of fortune, and followed by her associate, and there is service, and so many things, all opulences. Sri just. Oishadjasa jasa sri, the definition of the Lord is given there, full of beauties. In the Brahma Sangita also, Lakshmi, not only one, all of them are Lakshmi. The associates of Lakshmi, the maid servants of Lakshmi, they are also Lakshmi. They are not ordinary women. They say Radharani is the chief gopi and all her young girl friends, they are also gopis. They are of the same category. Ananda Chinmaya Rasa Pratibhavitabhi. They are all expansion of Krishna, pleasure potency. So this is the information of the Vaikuntha Loka or Goloka Vrindavan. So one should take advantage of this life. What we are gaining here by attachment, what we shall get here? They are rascal. There is nothing substantial. Therefore one should little risk that if there is some chance of entering such a immortal, eternal kingdom of God. Why should I not take chance? You should take chance at all risks in this life to enter into the Nitya Leela. Nitya Leela, charnal pastimes of the Lord. That is advised by Narad Muni to his disciple Vyasadeva. Yeah. Why you are writing all these nonsense books? What is called? Jugupsitam. Jugupsitam. He instructed Vyasadeva that whatever literatures he has produced, after that time he produced Vedanta Sutra. He wrote after Vedanta Sutra, which is considered to be the topmost philosophical thesis in the world, Vedanta Sutra, all over the world, Vedanta philosophy. So he finished that Vedanta Sutra, still he was not happy. And his spiritual master Narada chastised him, "What nonsense books you have written." First of all, he was not happy. So Narada came and he asked him that, "Why you are not happy? You know everything, but why you are not happy?" So he submitted, "Yes, my master, I know everything and I think I have done everything, writing all these books. But still I am not happy. So why I am not happy, that you can tell, because you are my master." Say, "Yes, I can tell." And then he said that you have labored so much for writing all this nonsense book, but you have not said anything of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Therefore you are unhappy. Therefore I advise you that now you write one book which is simply the transaction of the Supreme Personality, nothing else. Nothing of this material world, sacrificing this religious and this unreligious, this is good, this is bad, nothing of this art. Simply write about the pastimes of the Supreme Lord. Then he wrote Srimad Bhagavatam. And when he began writing Srimad Bhagavatam, he writes in the beginning, "Dharma prodhita koita vatra." All this cheating type of religious system I kick it out. This isn't, that isn't. I kick out all them. It is this book especially meant for Paravanirma Saranam Satam. Those who are simply Paramahansa, it is meant for them. It is not for the ordinary. I have kicked out all this so-called religious system, dharmartha kama. People are very much, nowadays they are not even for dharma or artha, they are simply kama, sense gratification. Sense gratification, because every one of us, we come here for sense gratification. The spirit soul is originally spiritual spark. Why he has come here, this question is sometimes raised. That is answer we are reading. Atmana maya riti raj. It is an maya. We cannot enjoy. It is maya. We are created. Can I not enjoy like Krishna? Can I not become God? This is maya. This is maya. Therefore, we are reading this verse. Atomaya rite raja. Parastha. What is that? Parastha nuha anubhavatmana. This spirit soul has no other business than to serve the Supreme Lord. But creating an illusion. He has come here. Sapna Dishtada, Iva, Anjas. It's like creating a mentality and sleeping, oh, I have become king. That is not king. That is simply sapna. False. So, this material world is simply a nightmare. That's all. Hallucinations. Atmamaya. It is nothing but a hallucination. But we have become so fooled, we want to stick to it. In spite of so many instructions, so many literatures, still we were, Maya is so strong. Atamaya nite raja, parasyanu bhavatma. Therefore, one should take little risk in order to enter into the eternal life, blissful life. One should take a little risk. That is advised by Narada. In the same instruction which he was giving, then, first of all, he said, all this nonsense, the jugupsita, they have abominable. Because you are writing books, Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. So, later on, your authority bears there, people will stick to this. And if even Krishna says, Sarvadharman Paritajya Mame Kansar, you give up all this nonsense, simply say, they will not hear. Because you are writing so many nonsense books. It chastises him like that. Jugupsitam, this very word. Jugupsitam, you are authority, so you have done such so many nonsense books. He wrote Mahabharata, he wrote Astadas Puran, he wrote, Upanishad, and after all, Vedanta Sutra, all these books which are so highly recognized all over the world, still, that was condemned. But you have written all these nonsense books, Jugupsita, because you are authority, they will stick to it. Oh, yes. Because in Upanishad, the negating, that negation of the material form, therefore it is described in an impersonal form. This nonsense is sticking to that impersonal form. The impersonal, there is no form. Really, Veda says, apanipada javanagrahita. The Supreme Absolute Truth has no legs, has no hands, but he accepts whatever you offer. Now, how he accepts? He has no hand, then how he accepts? But they have no brain. They have no brain. When it is said that he has no hand, it is said that he has no hand like you. When he says that he has no leg, it means that he has no leg like you. If he has no hand, then how Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, patram puspam phalam tuyam jumi bhakta prajacchati tadam asnami bhaktya apuritam, I accept them. If he is far away, he is in the Golok Vrindavan, Golok Evo Nivasati, Akhilat. But he has got such a hand, although he is living in Golok Vrindavan, far, far away, he immediately, whatever you offer, you tell. That kind of hand. Not your 3 feet hand. If somebody offers me downstairs, Prabhu, I take this from, I am here, how can I take? But he can take. He can take. That is called apanipada, javanagrahita, pasati achakho. He can see. His eyes are not like this, that beyond this wall I cannot see anything. He can see everyone what you are doing. Nonsense. Oh. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. As witness, he's seeing. He's within your heart. How you'll hide it? Anumanta upodrashtya. Upanishad also it is stated that he, the two birds are sitting on the same tree, the jivatma and paramatma. The one bird is eating forbidden fruit and the other bird is seeing. So he's seeing. But how he's seeing? The Vedic literature says, apashati, therefore says, pashati means sees. But you say, achakku, he has no eyes. How he sees? That is his eyes. He has no eyes like you. A 3 feet distance. That's all. Finish. Your right side. He can see from many thousands and millions of miles away. He can see. So it is the distinction when it is stated impersonalism. He is not a person like us. Krishna says that, abhijananti mang mura, manasim tusva. Because I come here to be visible by these rascals, instead of taking advantage of this visibility, they are describing niraka, mura, rascals. I come here personally, and still they say niraka, impersonal, mura. Rascals, fools, asses. So anyone who does not know, rascals, fools, asses, they say God is Niraka. No. God is Satchitananda Vigraha, Ishvara Parama Krishna. Satchitananda Vigraha, he has God, he is abode. He has God, he is maid servant, his wife. Lakshmi, sahasrasata samrama, sembamanam. He has got his pastime. Surabhi ravi palantam. Here, you have got a hobby to keep dogs. Go, go, go. And Krishna has no hobby. He has got hobby to keep cows. Surabhi ravi palantam. You have imitated that hobby. And instead of keeping cows, you are keeping how dogs. That is your capability. Nonsense which is untouchable. Dog is untouchable according to Vedic literature. And they are king, kept. And cows, king. And cruelty to animals means not to be cruel to the cats. No, not cats. Yes, cats and dogs. And for the cows, cows. There is no question of cruelty. He has no soul. Kill it. This is your civilization. Dog civilization. You see? You keep dogs, go, 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 and if somebody comes to your home, to your country, you also make go, go, go. Where you have come? Immigration department. Please go, please go. This is civilization. The Vedic civilization is, therefore, India was open to everyone. Come on. Come here. Therefore they enter as friend and they conquer. Because India was open. Yes, you are guests. Come on. You learn here. Lord Jesus Christ also went there to learn. So they kept open everything. Paropoka. Still Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, whatever is done is done. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is speaking when it was already conquered by the Mohammedans, the Pathans. But still he says, those who have taken birth in India, they must do this paropokar, do good to others. He never says, don't allow anyone. The Mohammedans have come. He did not care whether the Mohammedans come or Christians come. He knew that Indian culture is so strong, these rascals cannot do anything. They'll come here and plundered for some years and then go away. That's all. So let them do that. But your culture, Indian culture, is so great that you should distribute. Bharat Bhumite Manusya Janma Hai Gaja. Anyone who has taken birth in India, he should first of all make his life successful and distribute this knowledge all over the world. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission. We are engaged in that mission. We don't care for these dogs and cats. So, therefore, it is such a great thing that we should take little risk. That is, well, that is not risk, but one thinks that it is risk. It is not risk. Narada Muni advises, tatva sadharmam charanambajam hari. Bhajan napakato patetato jadi. Jatta kava avadra bhudamusaki. Kovathayatu abhajatang sadharmata. This is Malik, you, right folk, on this principle. They are sticking to their so-called religious principle. So, if anyone giving his own religious system or occupational duty, religion means sadharma. Sadharma means that the whole human society is divided into four classes. Brahmin, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. In different names, maybe. Intelligent class, administrative class, mercantile class, and laborer class. It may be in different names, but these four classes division is there all over the world in different names. So, sadharma means, intelligent class means they are interested in philosophy, in religion, in uplifting the human society to the proper position. That is intelligent class. And administrative class means they are interested in giving protection to the people. Now it is under nationalism, and give them protection from the enemies, from thieves, from rogues. That is the duty of the Kshatriya. Kshatra means injury. And tro means one who protects or liberates. One who protects the human being from being hurt by others. That is called Kshatriya. And Brahmana means one who knows Brahma, the absolute truth. And Vaishya means those who know Vishampati, the economic problem. And Shudra means reverence. Each word has got meaning. So everyone has got his particular type of occupation, either as an intelligent class of man, or as an administrative class of men, or as a Vaishya, traders and merchant, or as a liver. Everyone has got. So, Narada Muni advice, tattva sadharmam. You give up all these occupational duties according to the modes of nature. Tattva, you take immediately shelter of Krishna. Krishna, as Krishna says, sarva-dharmān parityajya māme kaṁsa. Sarva-dharmā means all kinds of this dharma. Brahmana's dharma, or the Kshatriya's dharma, or this. Give up all this. Then, māme kaṁsa. The Narada also says the same thing. That is the characteristic of devotee. What the Lord says, the devotee will say. He will not make any addition, alteration, an amalgamate and comment. No. He will say the same thing. Krishna says that you surrender unto me, giving up all your occupation and deeds. And Narada also says that suppose one gives us his occupation and duty and surrenders to the Supreme Personality of God, tattva sadharmam charanambujam hare. Takes shelter of the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality. All right, it is very good. But I am afraid if I fall down. Narasimha, it is all right. Bhajan, abhakat. While you are discharging your devotional service, even being immature, you fall down. It doesn't matter. Even if you fall down. Bhajan apakkot. Apakka means non-mature. Patet tatu jadi. He falls down from the path of devotional service. Yatra kava abhadra abhut amusaking. What is the loss there? And those who are sticking to their occupational duty, kovarthe artha, kovarthe artha, artha, abhajatang sadharmata. If one sticks to his occupational duty, but he does not surrender to Krishna, does not take to devotion, what does he gain? Here, one who takes to Krishna consciousness and falls down, for him, he says, what is inauspicity there? That means there is auspicity still, although he has fallen. And one who is sticking to his original occupational duty, but does not take to Krishna consciousness, what does he get? This is the advice. What does he gain? I am sticking to my own principles. What is your nonsense principle? After your death, after this body, all principles will change. That's all. And you could not take the opportunity of taking to Krishna consciousness. So what is your gain? And this man who has taken to Krishna consciousness, rejecting all so-called occupational duties and religious principles, he gains. There is no inauspicity because he has fallen. Why? Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Sujinang Simatangihi Yogabhrasta Sanjayati. At least it is guaranteed that you get next life, a human form of life, and in a very well-to-do condition. Either in rich family or in the family of a very high-class Brahmin and Vaishnava. So therefore he is not losing anything. And the other man who is sticking to his own occupational duty and does not take to Krishna consciousness, he is losing everything. Because after this body, nobody knows where he is going. Either going to be a cat or dog or tree or whatever. So it is so nice thing. Here is the opportunity. We get the opportunity. Lakshmi. How Krishna is said, Lakshmi, sahasrata sambrama sevamana. By trying in one life, I am getting the chance of entering into Krishna's kingdom to have eternal blissful life. If I reject it, how much unfortunate I am. Even if you've fallen, but there is a chance of becoming immediately, being transpired. And even there is no chance, even there is not fully completed, even it is failure, still it is said it is auspicious, because the next life guaranteed. A human form of life. And for the ordinary karmis, what is next life, there is no information. Jangjangamapi smaranlokvi tajatthandi kalevaram. He can become a tree, he can become a cat, he can become a demigod. Not more than a demigod, that's all. But what is a demigod? They get some opportunity in the higher planetary system. Again follow. Kine punne puno martalu kangvisanti. After the bank balance, the punna of pious activity, the mental action of pious activity is finished, again come down. Brahma bhuvanan lokan punaravartin arjuna. Even if you go to the Brahma loka, where Brahma lives, whose calculation of one day we cannot calculate, even if you go there, then they have come back. Madhyamagatta punarjanana vidyate. But if you come to me, then there no more is coming down here. This is the opportunity of Krishna consciousness. Tattva sadharmam charanambujam hari. bhajan na patkuto patettato jadi jatta kava bhadra abhut amushtake kovath yato abhajatam sadharma tasaiva hita prajatita kovida nalabhati jad brahmatam uparjat tallabhati dukkha vadannata sukham kalena sarvatra gavidanam. He said, read all this. You don't read. It is in the first volume of Bhagavad, these things are explained. Yeah? But I don't think you read all this. Do you read? No? If you don't read, then you will feel restless. Let me go from Japan to India, from India to Japan. You are restless because you don't read. I am laboring so hard for you. But you don't take advantage. Don't take advantage of eating and sleeping. Take advantage of these books. Then your life will be successful. My duty, I am giving so valuable things, day and night, trying to convince you, east word to word. And if you don't take advantage of this, then what can I do for you?
Oh, yes. Oh, glory.